the end of my articles, for now on, I'm going to be trying to record a poem that speaks to the general message of the article. So this is a poem that speaks to the overarching message of the Valentine's article of loving and living beyond our small circle of personal pleasures and affections. It's a poem called Peace for Our Times. There is no more time for quiet love. There is no more time for quiet love, a complacent peace that harbors tranquility without weeping for the sea, surging and seething with injustice and cruelty. The desertification of our minds, the deforestation of our hearts, and fishing out of our souls, robbing us of freedoms in the name of protection, poisoning us with mutations and mercenary calories in the name of halting starvation. Or each individual life, like yours or mine, piling stones at the shore, content with shallows and the barring of fathoms, practicing isolation in the name of satisfaction. There is little space now for convenient passion and covert pleasures. There is little space now for convenient compassion and covert pleasures. For if you are still secretly seeking to lose yourself, your courage and care, in the comfort of private love affairs, remember, the heart of the world winces, grimaces as it watches you slide back into the cycle of selfish suffering. This time, please don't stop at the lip of the personal circle, thinking you've made it home. Use that momentum to spiral down, exalted in the fight for a common fertility. The roiling heart, the storm of outrage from the heaving depths of our bodies for the precipitation of sanity and the durability of beauty has become the urgent call for our times. The roiling heart, the storm of outrage from the heaving depths of our bodies for the precipitation of sanity, the durability of beauty has become the urgent call for our times. Oh, rain, rain, rain down on us, great spirit. Awaken our thousand petals to invigorate our every able limb, taproots of grittiest wisdom, so we may sift through the sludge formed between our complacency and your call. Deliver essence once again as the outpouring of love, fiercer than any peace we have known. Thanks.